Lord Chief Justice, if God shall please to give successful end to this debate that pleadeth at our doors, we will our youth lead on to higher fields and draw no swords. But in the holy land, only we want a little personal strength and pause us till these rebels, now afoot, come underneath the yoke of government,
oath which we doubt not. But your majesty shall soon.
My son of Clarence, come to my side.
What good, mother and father?
Nothing but well to thee. Thomas of Clarence, thou chance thou art not with the prince thy brother. He loves thee, and thou doth neglect him, Thomas. Thou hast a better place in his affections than all thy brothers. Cherish it, my boy. He hath a tear for pity and a hand open as thee for meeting charity. Yet notwithstanding being incensed, he's flint and humorless as winter and as sudden. Chide him for faults and do it reverently. See that his passions like a whale on ground confound themselves with working. Learn this, Thomas, and thou shalt be a shelter to thy friends. A hoop of gold to bind thy brothers in. So with him, Thomas.
He is not here today. He dines in London.
And how accompanied? Canst thou tell that?
With Falstaff and his other followers.
Subject is the richest soil to wits. And he, the noble image of my youth, is overspread with them. The blood weeps from my heart when I conceive the rotten times that you will look upon when I am sleeping with my ancestors. For when his headlong riot at the curb, when rage and heart blood are his counselors, poor kingdom. Soon.